For most people, the idea of being a prepper once seemed extreme. It brought to mind images of bunkers, gas masks, and people stockpiling years of food for an event that might never come. Then 2020 arrived. The COVID-19 pandemic changed how millions of everyday people thought about safety, supply, and self-reliance. Almost overnight, the comfortable assumption that store shelves would always be full was shattered. People who had never given a second thought to emergency planning suddenly found themselves searching for toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and basic groceries. What started as a reaction to empty shelves has since grown into something much larger. By 2026, preparedness is no longer a fringe hobby. It has become a practical response to a world filled with compounding uncertainties, from economic instability to global conflict. This article traces how ordinary citizens became preppers, examining the shift in mindset, motivations, and actions between 2020 and today. It is a story about learning, adapting, and finding peace of mind in an unpredictable world. The 2020 Wake-up Call. The early days of the pandemic in 2020 felt surreal. One week, life was normal. The next, schools closed, businesses shut down, and people were told to stay home. As fear spread, so did panic buying. Grocery stores that had always been reliable were stripped bare within hours. The most famous example was the great toilet paper shortage. Photos of empty aisles flooded social media, and people stood in long lines hoping to grab whatever was left. It was not just toilet paper. Cleaning supplies, canned goods, flour, rice, and bottled water vanished from shelves. Many families realized they only had a few days of food in their homes. The just-in-time supply system that kept stores stocked could not keep up with sudden demand. For the first time, millions of people understood how fragile that system really was. How season preppers fared. While most households scrambled, experienced preppers remained calm. They had already built pantries, stored water, and kept extra household supplies on hand. They were not fighting crowds or worrying about their next meal. For them, the pandemic was an inconvenience, not a crisis. This contrast did not go unnoticed. People who once dismissed preppers as paranoid began to see the wisdom in their habits. A lasting psychological shift. The pandemic did more than empty shelves. It changed the way people thought about everyday life. The illusion of constant abundance was gone. Many felt a deep sense of vulnerability they had never experienced before. That feeling planted a seed. People who never considered preparedness started asking themselves a simple question. What would I do if this happened again? For a generation raised on convenience, this was a powerful wake-up call that would shape behavior for years to come. Why people started prepping. The motivations behind this new wave of preppers were rooted in real fears and hard lessons. The pandemic exposed weaknesses that most people had never thought about. As the months dragged on, these concerns deepened and pushed everyday citizens toward a preparedness mindset. Fear of running out. The most immediate fear was simple. People did not want to run out of essentials again. Watching empty shelves taught them that being unprepared meant relying on luck and timing. Having a buffer of food, water, and supplies offered a sense of control during a time when so much felt out of control. Distrust in the supply chain. Before 2020, few people thought about how products reached store shelves. The pandemic revealed how delicate that process was. A single disruption could ripple across the entire system. Many lost faith in the idea that stores would always be stocked exactly when needed. This distrust encouraged people to keep more on hand rather than depending on last-minute trips to the store. Longer recovery than expected. Many assumed the disruptions would last a few weeks. Instead, shortages and delays stretched on for months and in some cases years. This slow return to normal reinforced the idea that recovery is rarely quick. People learned that being prepared was not about one bad week. It was about being ready for extended periods of uncertainty. A desire for self-reliance and peace of mind. Beyond fear, there was a positive motivation at work. People wanted to feel capable and independent. Knowing they could handle a disruption gave them peace of mind. This desire for self-reliance became a driving force. The first steps were usually small and practical. Many built a simple pantry buffer with extra canned goods and dry staples. Others kept additional household items like soap, batteries, and medicine. These early actions were easy to start and gave new preppers a sense of accomplishment that encouraged them to keep going. From 2020 to 2026, how concerns evolved? Preparedness is rarely about a single event. It is about responding to a changing world. Between 2020 and 2026, the reasons people prepared shifted dramatically. What began as a reaction to a health crisis evolved into a broader response to compounding uncertainties. The pandemic years. In 2020 and 2021, the focus was almost entirely on the pandemic. People worried about shortages, illness, and lockdowns. Stocking food and supplies was the main goal. As vaccines rolled out and restrictions eased, many assumed life would return to the way it was. But the world had other plans. The rise of economic anxiety. By 2022 and 2023, a new threat emerged. Inflation began climbing, and the cost of everyday goods rose sharply. Groceries, fuel, and housing became more expensive. Families that had never worried about money found their budgets stretched thin. The fear of empty shelves was replaced by the fear of not being able to afford what was on them. This economic anxiety drew in a whole new group of people who saw preparedness as a way to protect their finances and reduce dependence on rising prices. Global conflict and supply disruptions. As the years passed, ongoing wars and global tensions added another layer of uncertainty. Conflicts disrupted the flow of goods, energy, and food across borders. Prices became unpredictable, and certain products were harder to find. These disruptions reminded people that events on the other side of the world could affect their daily lives at home. An evolution, not an event. The key lesson of these years is that preparedness is not about preparing for one disaster. It is about being ready for many possibilities at once. The threats kept changing, layering one on top of another. A pandemic led to economic strain, which overlapped with conflict-driven shortages. Each new challenge expanded the circle of people who decided they could no longer take stability for granted. By 2026, preparedness had become a thoughtful response to a world where the next disruption could come from any direction. Who is prepping now and what they are doing? The face of preparedness has changed completely. The old stereotype of the lone survivalist hiding in the woods no longer fits. In 2026, preppers come from all walks of life, and most of them would simply describe themselves as practical people trying to protect their families. A new generation of preppers? Today, the preparedness movement includes young families, working professionals, retirees, and first-timers who never imagined themselves storing extra food. Parents want to make sure their children are safe. Professionals want to protect their savings from economic swings. Many are casual preppers who simply keep a little extra on hand and stay educated about potential risks. This shift toward the mainstream has removed much of the stigma that once surrounded prepping. It is now seen as common sense rather than paranoia. Practical actions people are taking. The actions this new group takes are sensible and accessible. Building an emergency food and water reserve remains a foundation. Most aim for at least a few weeks of supplies, slowly expanding over time. Storing clean water and learning how to purify more is another common step. Beyond food and water, many are diversifying their finances. This might mean keeping some emergency cash, reducing debt, or spreading savings across different accounts. The goal is to avoid being caught off guard by sudden economic changes. Learning practical skills has also become popular. People are gardening, cooking from scratch, doing basic home repairs, and learning first aid. These skills reduce dependence on outside services and build genuine confidence. Some are even using AI tools to research preparedness plans, track supplies, and learn new skills more efficiently. Empowerment over fear. The most important shift is one of mindset. Modern preppers are not driven by panic. They are driven by a desire to feel ready and secure. Creating contingency plans, knowing where to go during an emergency, and having supplies on hand brings real peace of mind. Preparedness today is accessible to anyone. It does not require a bunker or a fortune. It simply requires a willingness to take small, steady steps toward being ready for whatever comes next. The journey from 2020 to 2026 shows that preparedness is not about fear. It is about awareness and readiness. The pandemic opened millions of eyes to how quickly normal life can change. The years that followed proved that uncertainty rarely takes a break. Yet the lesson is hopeful. Ordinary people have discovered they can take control of their own security through simple, practical steps. Whether it is a stocked pantry, a financial cushion, or a new skill, every action builds confidence. You do not need to do everything at once. Start small, stay educated, and keep moving forward. In an unpredictable world, being prepared is one of the most empowering choices you can make.